Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What's your order on these quarterbacks? And folks, we're kind of tired of talking about the quarterbacks, except for one thing. It's completely unresolved, and it's the biggest issue perhaps facing any team in the National Football League going into this season. The Cleveland Browns quarterback situation.
Enjoy being relevant, because I have a feeling once the preseason's over, the Browns go back to middle, bottom of the pack of the NFL as far as importance and their stories. And Shador will keep that alive. People go, oh, is Shador playing this week? All right. Whether Flacco's playing or not, especially if they start losing. And if they lose, man, we're going to hear about, why isn't Shador playing in Cleveland? Those guys can't win anyway. Why wouldn't they give him a chance?
Well, Andy's asked about this, this order.
Yeah.
And I just asked, what's your hope?
Okay.
What's your hope? If I had to give you my order right now, it would be a little different than Daryl's. Right now, it would be Flacco. No, you know what? Right now, it would be the same as Daryl's, to be honest. Flacco, Pickett, Sanders, and Gabriel. And I say it because we haven't seen Dylan yet. We saw Shador, and he looked competent. And until Dylan Gabriel looks competent, I don't think you can put him ahead of Shador. So I'll go with Daryl on that. So that changes mine a little bit. But here's my hope.
Okay.
This is actually my hope for this quarterback room.
Jeff Phelps' hope.
Well, this is going to, I'm going to make you mad. My hope is Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders.
Okay.
And you could flip the two or the three, depending on which rookie ends up finishing the best when the preseason's over. I'm not locked into Dylan being my two. I put him there because he was the third round pick. But that's my hope. My hope is that Kenny Pickett goes out and looks good, because I think there might be some upside there. And I want to find out. And I don't have Joe in that group. I don't think you'll keep Joe as a fourth quarterback, and I don't think he would be the fourth quarterback. But that's my hope, that you end up with three young guys who you can move forward with and at the very least find out if they're going to be decent NFL quarterbacks.
All right, so my hope would be, I like Flacco better than Pickett. I'm not going to lie about that. That's just personal
choice. We know. That's okay.
But if they decide that it's Pickett, then, cut Joe loose. Just cut him loose. So I just want to see one of those two veteran quarterbacks on this team, and then the two rookies. My hope is that. And really, I want to think long-term on this. So my hope would be that Flacco can step out, win some games early on, make us hang on and think that this team could be this is hope. This isn't reality. Hope that this team could have expectations of playing beyond week 17. And then somewhere in the background, Gabriel and Sanders are getting ready. Now, if for some reason that doesn't work out and it goes sideways, that same hope has one of these two young rookie quarterbacks battling it out. Or maybe we're watching these two guys battle it out, for the last eight games of the season, to see if it's worth it to hang on to one of them for next year so you don't have to draft a quarterback.
Dana, what's your hope here?
My hope is that a veteran quarterback comes in the first eight games of this season and looks fine. Looks passable, that
you
it
mean
takes
one
off.
Of,
I would love for them
one
to
of
be
the two guys who is here.
Do they have to win?
Be nice. Just be watchable. That'd be all. Just be watchable.
Don't embarrass us.
Yeah. Don't be embarrassing. Just be watchable. That's pretty much where my bar is right now. Just play watchable football. And they do that, and we get to about the bye week and go, all right, let's yank the ripcord on one of these younger guys, and let's see what they can do. And by the end of this season, we are looking at either Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel and saying, that's the quarterback of the future. That's the quarterback for 2026. We can use these two first-round picks to go get a world-class wide receiver and a world-class corner or a world-class pass rusher or a world-class left tackle or whatever hole will be there at that point to go add more blue chippers to this roster. That would be my hope. My caveat to that hope on top of it is that the two of them, the two rookie quarterbacks then don't look good. So then that way we have a for sure answer that the hope of that quarterback of the future is in the draft in 2026. And you have a for sure answer. That's my hope. I don't want murkiness. I don't want cloudiness. I don't want to live life going, well, they might be okay. Maybe they just need more time.
If you don't mind me saying so, and I think you probably think this too, correct me if I'm wrong, your scenario and your hope is really unlikely. I would be stunned if either of the rookies and maybe Kenny Pickett look good enough to make you think we have a quarterback for next year. I would just be surprised. I don't think any of those three guys is someone who gives the organization the thought of, yep, we're thinking that we really have something here. I just don't get that feeling. Otherwise, you wouldn't have waited until the third and the fifth to draft those two guys. And Pickett wouldn't have been available as easily as he was.
Do you think
you barely gave up anything to get him.
Yeah, but do you think that Gabriel or Sanders, one of those two guys, will be here for the next 3 years?
No.
Probably not.
One of those two guys
might be.
I think Dylan Gabriel will be here. I think they see him as the backup quarterback. And not to mention, on top of the fact, both of them are cheap. So it wouldn't shock me there, too.
And that gives them a little bit of an opportunity to get away from Deshaun's contract. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, that's
good. You can kind of take your medicine.
Does the Dome Stadium factor into this at all?
God, I hope not.
In the back of your mind, if you're on the marketing team in Berea, yes.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have we seen... I think back to the Indians when they moved, right?
Yeah.
Is that what was driving your thought process on that?
Well, it's part of it. You know, they wanted to have a team that was in decent shape when they moved into Progressive Field, Jacobs Field at the time.
Right.
Indians Park, actually, at the moment.
Yeah.
And they did. You know, they had a team that was young and on the move in 93, you know, and you kind of thought, there's some pieces here. Then they move in 94, and then, you know, the season comes to an end early because of the labor, and then 95, look out.
And think back again on that, too, about how everything was the perfect storm for them.
Yeah.
Everything was.
Browns leave.
I don't know.
I just wonder if the Browns in the high-up offices, Andy, are thinking, we need to have this by, like, 2027. So that we have the momentum going. And then we build on 28, and then boom, 29, we're ready to do some things, and we move into the new stadium.
Yeah, don't you think from a marketing standpoint and from like a not necessarily front office, but from the business point of view, that works? Football ops can't think like
business
that.
Business point of view, it works, but I don't know that they can actually figure that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that from a football standpoint, I don't think you have the freedom to think we have a 3-year build here. Do you? I mean, you've already been on the job 5 years.
I will say this. It'll help sell PSLs. It'll help sell tickets if you feel like the quarterback's in place. You have to. And I don't know if it's...
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
But that's why you don't want to believe it. You don't want to believe that that's why they're doing what they're doing.
Right.
But from a football ops point of view, that this is like blasphemy.
Jim's in Strongsville. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys, listen, we need to frame it differently. I get it. It's the beginning of the season, and it's so early. Listen, it's a third-round quarterback draft pick, and it's a fifth round. The Browns draft came out of that draft thinking they were going to take a quarterback next year. Nothing's changed on their part. If these guys get fired, the next guy's certainly going to do it. I think that if you don't believe that that's what's happening. I mean, the chances of either of these guys being anything is one in a billion. So, no, they're going to take a quarterback next year. I know that it's blasphemy to say, because now you got to look at it and say, well, then this is just a lost year and it hasn't even started yet. But the bottom line is, this is a lost year. It's where we're at. We're still dealing with salaries.
Yeah, but Jim, to say that today and say that it's a lost year right now, doesn't that drive you crazy?
It does. But what I mean, Andy, I'm just being honest with myself. I'm not going to lie to myself. Don't get me wrong. Every game that we're going to play, I'm going to think we're going to win and I'm going to be all excited for it. But from a stone cold analytical perspective of where we're at, where we're at salary cap wise, where we're at with the talent on the roster, where we're at with the age of some of the guys, where we're deficient, how the running back situation got screwed up by Judkins, how the wide receivers, we still haven't solved the wide receiver issues after 5 years of trying. When I look at all that and I put it all together, do I think they could make a run maybe and get 9-10 wins? And we're like, woo, yeah, that's great. We'll get 9-10 wins like we did with Flacco that 1 year. We'll lose in the first round of the playoffs. We'll have terrible draft. I understand, but I'm just saying the reality is they're not going to be very good. The reality is they are 100% planning on drafting a quarterback next year. I get that it's exciting. I want to see these young kids play because it gives you some hope or something to believe in. I believed in Charlie Fry. I believed in Deshaun Kizer. I believed in, you name the late round, mid round draft pick we took at quarterback. But the bottom line is 99.9% of the time, those guys are just nothing.
Cody Kessler.
So, yes. Cody, you name it, guys. I mean, so I want to be truthful with you and be upfront. Like, no. I know. I hate it. I hate it, too. It sucks.
Jim, I mentioned earlier in the week, I can't imagine one of the quarterbacks on this roster playing well enough to make this team not draft a quarterback next year. I can't imagine.
I don't think there's a level that they could play at to convince them not to take a quarterback next year.
Jim, I agree with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Unless, Andy, stunningly good, you know, unless somebody is stunningly good at quarterback, I can't imagine them not taking a guy next year, because you're set up to do it next year in a draft where there's supposed to be some guys out there. And it pains me to say that. It pained Jim to say that. I can't imagine Pickett or Sanders or Gabriel being so good this year that you think, yep, we're sold. Now, that's my hope.
Yeah, but I want...
That's my hope, but I can't
this
imagine.
This is nothing against Gabriel. I want the opportunity to see Sanders go out there and do whatever he can, and if he fails, he fails. But at least give him the opportunity to fail if it's not going to work.
Well, as Daryl said, they all might get that chance this year. It's Baskin and Phelps on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.